How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The conversation around Jeffrey Epstein and the Jeffrey Epstein files is not going away. No matter how badly Donald Trump wants this to disappear, it's not. And it's only getting worse for Donald Trump as MAGA more and more are finding out that, oh, this isn't what I thought it was. Why is Donald Trump not releasing the files? It must be because Donald Trump is in the files, because he's best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. So in this video, we're going to go over some of what we've seen just in the last 48 hours as Republicans get closer and closer to forcing a vote to release all of the Epstein files, and actually several Epstein survivors the other day, yesterday, having a press conference going on CNN, showing an incredible amount of courage, looking in the camera and saying, Donald Trump, we are not a hoax. Let's get into all this. Before I come back to this article, betrayed Epstein victim says she voted for Trump because she trusted him to, quote, protect us. As again, a lot of people are realizing that Donald Trump is not what he claimed to be, which, I mean, we kept screaming and yelling, saying Donald Trump's a narcissist. He doesn't believe anything except, you know, protecting himself and power. And here we are. But regardless, it's good that people are realizing what's going on. But there is some Twitter accounts, some big conservative names. All they care about is how close they can be to President Trump. Can I get a picture at Mar-a-Lago? They don't believe in anything. The Republican Party doesn't believe in anything. It's all about just like sucking up to Trump. So we have some tweets here. Gunther Eagleman, pedophiles are a protected class under Joe Biden. This was tweeted in 2024. Now, lol, I support Trump 1,000%. I do wish the child blank on the island were held accountable, right? You support Trump 1,000%. He's all over the Epstein files. And Gunther either knows it and doesn't care, or he's too stupid to realize it. Charlie Kirk, retweet if you believe Donald Trump should order a full investigation into Epstein's illegal sexual trafficking from the last 30 years and get answers. New, Charlie Kirk says that he's done talking about Epstein for the time being, and he's going to trust his friends in the administration following a call with Donald Trump this weekend. Again, you talk to Trump, it's like, hey, I need this issue to go away. This is really politically hurting me right now. If you poll Americans on every single issue, Donald Trump's underwater on every single one, including the top ones that got him elected. The economy underwater, where he used to poll very well. Immigration underwater, where he used to poll very well. The Epstein files are his worst issue right now. His worst issue. Up, down, left, right, Democrat, Republican, communist, socialist, fascist. I don't care who you are and what you believe in. The vast majority of people by a wide margin want these files released and are becoming more and more angry with the fact that Donald Trump said before he got elected he would do that. And he's not doing it. We go to the next one. Mila Joy, who's a huge account on Twitter, released the Epstein files and then saying, if Dan says, referring to Dan Bongino, there's nothing to the Epstein files, I believe him. Oh, yeah, of course, Dan Bongino, the guy who's like, everybody in the Epstein files and everyone who's covering up should be put to death. And then he literally is in charge of the FBI and he's like, I looked at the files, there's nothing to it, promise. Let's just get over that whole thing that we talked nonstop about for a year. Really? These people sold their soul for proximity to the president. And to further get the point across, this is a video of Charlie Kirk. Take a listen.
Those need to be released yesterday. We need to know every single person and get the Epstein client list out immediately.
1 hour later.
Or saying, Charlie, you know, what about Epstein? Charlie, what about, you know, Iran and Netanyahu visiting? I said, look, all that is worthy of maybe a segment. That pales in comparison. Listen to me. That pales in comparison to the civilizational import of whether or not we have deportations or amnesty.
Right. Again, it just doesn't matter, guys. And this relates to every single issue. They told you, look, if you care about not going to war, ending all the wars, we can end the Ukraine war in 24 hours. Donald Trump just has to make a phone call. They said, if you vote for that, then your children, Gen Z men, you, me, you won't be shipped to Joe Biden's wars if you just vote. And now you have to look at those people and say, what's happening? Because none of the wars are over and we're bombing Iran, right? Same with this issue. They told you if you vote that there will be justice for the people that have suffered because of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And now, nothing. He said he'd usher in the golden age of America. Well, inflation is rising, the labor market's being crushed, and consumer sentiment's at an all-time low. You have to keep talking about this over and over, hammering and saying Donald Trump is not who he says he is. The thing is, if you don't do what Charlie Kirk and the rest of those people are doing, especially on the elected official side, it's an act of war in this political party that is not, it doesn't believe anything besides sucking up to Donald Trump. Trump admin warns GOP demanding more Epstein files is a, quote, act of war against the White House. President Donald Trump's team warned House Republicans that pressing for more Jeffrey Epstein files would be seen as a, quote, act of war against the administration. Because this party believes in nothing, right? It's a team sport here, guys. I don't care what you believe in. I don't care what your constituents want. Okay? If you do this, which is not good for us, it's an act of war. Wow. This is where our government's at, the leader of the free world. If you go against me, I'm coming after you. Unreal. The thing is, just the other day, yesterday, I should say, we saw Jeffrey Epstein survivors at a press conference as the heat has really turned up here. And we're getting close to a forced vote to release the Epstein files. Thomas Massey leading that charge. Marjorie Taylor Greene was at this press conference. We'll see if Donald Trump considers that an act of war, as a lot of MAGA say, you know, she's turning on us. Other MAGA saying, finding the light. So it's kind of it's a MAGA war. They're all dividing themselves, eating themselves alive. But also this happened during the press conference the other day. I want you to take a listen and tell me what you think.
Department of Justice telling me that this was going to happen when it had already happened. This woman abused children.
A lot of people talking about this moment, and I made a video on my channel about this, so I want to know what you guys think here on the Adam Mockler channel. A lot of people saying Donald Trump was actually directing the military to fly planes over to interrupt this press conference. It was quite loud, and they were low, and they'd fly right overhead. Let me know what you think. I'm not sure I have an opinion on this. Obviously, it's Washington, D.C. It's Capitol Hill. But it's also not out of Donald. I mean, we know who Donald Trump is, right? The guy who perpetrated January 6th and was watching and was like, you know, cheering on his supporters to hang the president. This isn't particularly out of the norm for Donald Trump. Let me know. And speaking of, I am not Adam Mockler. My name is Chris Maurer. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this content, make sure you subscribe right down below. You guys have been showing so much love. Truly, I appreciate it. Adam and I love you. And on the link to my YouTube channel, excuse me, will be in the description down below if you want to check it out. Subscribe there. It goes such a long way. Adam and I appreciate you so much. So as I said, also, Marjorie Taylor Greene was at this press conference. As again, the heat is really turning up on MAGA. A lot of people saying it's truly a day in hell that I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Broken clock is right twice a day. We also had Representative Nancy Mace leaving the meeting with the Epstein survivors. Excuse me. She left the meeting with the Epstein survivors in tears. She had a full-blown panic attack, as now she's feeling the pressure of actually hearing these people face-to-face and realizing, oh God, something needs to be done about this. Is she going to turn on Donald Trump? But a lot of people rightfully saying, like, what the fuck? Excuse my language. You voted for Trump. Like, what are we talking about now? She's like, oh, it's so sad. It's like, yeah, it's really sad. That's why we're pushing to release the files. Why don't you help us so these individuals can get justice, right? So people are turning. People are starting to figure this out. Let me bring you back to the original article. Also, by the way, you may notice background looks a little bit different. I'm holding a microphone right now. I'm doing some travel right now, so still trying to get this content out for you guys on the Mockler channel and on my channel. Just thought I'd let you know. Trying hard, still working. Maybe it's worthy of a like. Many people are saying, go down there, leave a like. Betrayed Epstein victim says she voted for Trump because she trusted him to, quote, protect us. A Jeffrey Epstein survivor who voted for President Donald Trump in 2024 has called out the president for suggesting that the sex traffickers victims are, quote, lying, urging him to imagine it was his own daughters who were abused. Jenna Lisa Jones, who was 14 when she was abused, spoke to Lawrence O'Donnell on The Last Word on Wednesday evening. She described speaking out in front of the Capitol with other survivors at the press conference I showed you as, quote, intense. And she said she felt like she was, quote, putting my life on the line. Jones and other victims, along with family members, joined members of Congress on Capitol Hill early on Wednesday for a press conference to recount their harrowing experience and demand the full release of the Epstein files. Again, we're like, as of right now, as I make this, two votes shy of forcing a full vote. All the Democrats are on board. Every Democrat's like, we will vote for it. Just trying to push the Republican Party here in the right direction, as obviously they have the control in Washington. Jones became tearful when O'Donnell said she and her fellow survivors were believed, because they are, right? They are believed. And I want to make that very clear. Although the host added that President Trump doesn't believe them. Just after a planned flyover had disrupted the survivors, as I showed, speaking about their abuse. Trump lashed down the Oval Office during a meeting with the Polish president. He dismissed the Epstein files issues as a, quote, Democrat hoax that never ends. Wow. Jones responded on MSNBC, quote, I voted for him. I voted for Trump. And for him to say what he's saying is beyond me because I put my hope in him and he's supposed to protect us. For him to say that this is a joke and that it's sides. This is not sides. We will say it time and time again. None of us are up there accusing him of anything. There is no one that is accusing him of any wrongdoing. So the fact that he's saying it's a hoax, who are you hiding for them? Because if it's not you, then who is it? And that scares me. Who is it? She later declared that, quote, the government has been protecting Jeffrey Epstein from the beginning. Asked what she would say to Trump, who sometimes watches The Last Word, Jones asked the president to imagine Ivanka or Tiffany Trump being abused by Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. Quote, you have daughters. You know what it is like to raise children and to be a parent. Outside of all this hoopla that you're the president and you're Donald J. Trump and you have your Trump stuff, you know what it is to be a parent. You know that. Could you imagine if that was your daughter that was trafficked to people? Could you imagine your 14-year-old daughter having to go through what we had to go through? Returning to his cries of hoax, Jones added, and then you sit here and say what you said. You should be supporting us. You should be backing us. We spoke our truth, and you are telling us pretty much that we're lying. I put my hope in you when I voted for you, and you can't even back us when we need you most. We need to heal. We are not healing. Wow, really, really powerful words here from somebody who voted for Donald Trump telling the president, we are not a hoax and this is not going away. And these people, these individuals, the survivors deserve to heal. They've shown an incredible amount of courage, an incredible amount. Truly, it's inspiring. It's inspiring to me. Let me know what you think of all this down below. Share the video with a MAGA friend or family member. Please keep talking about this issue. Don't stop talking about the Epstein files. And as you're doing it, remember to tell your friends and family to register to vote for 2026. People say, Chris, I know all this is happening. What can I do? Register to vote. I promise 2026 is not that far away. I'm proud of you. I love you. I appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Auchler on the Adam Auchler channel. Go right down there, hit subscribe. You can check out the link to my YouTube channel as well. And I will see you in the next video.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.